hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely terrific day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. Beautiful day here. A little bit of an overcast day, but it's sunny and warm, and it's going to be just another stunning day in Central Florida. But this is a day the Lord hath made, and I shall rejoice, and I shall always be glad in it. Years ago, I had somebody ask me how I was doing today, and I said, I'm super good, but I'm going to get better. And they said, why do you feel so good all the time? Why do you always have so much energy? Why do you always, you know, have such a positive attitude? And I said, well, I decided back in 1979 that every day is a bonus. That God gave me that day as a bonus when I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. I decided back in 1979 that I'm going to be doing absolutely great today, you know, 40 years later. And they said, well, that seems a little odd. I said, no, it's not. I said, because we can control our attitude. It's one of the only things we really can't control on this planet is our attitude and our prayer life and our faith. And that's why I always have a great day. That's why people say to me, I say, how are you doing? They say, not too bad. I said, oh, I'm sorry. What's wrong? And they said, well, I didn't think it was wrong. So we said it was not too bad. It's a relative form of badly. I mean, you're doing poorly. I'm sorry to hear that. They said, oh, I didn't mean that. And I said, why'd you say that? Why did you say you were not doing too bad? That's a weird thing to say when you really are positive about the day. Why don't you say I'm doing great? How about this is the day the Lord hath made? How about I'm super good, but I'll get better? How about that? How about anything you want to say other than not too bad? Just thought I'd mention that, little Austin. That's a mini sermon for everybody today. Okay, what's your first story?
Well, what's crazy is I saw some stuff earlier today that I was reading about, and it was just kind of sobering of what we're now living in the United States. As you know, the U.S. government, after it extracted Assange out of the embassy, and I want to bring this up again because I was doing a little bit more research on it, and again, just bear with me here for a second. You know, we have the U.S. government that cannot just charge WikiLeaks Julian Assange, the one who's brought a lot of this information out, with rebel journalism or something minor, a couple years in jail, whatever. They apparently now they're going to be charging him with multiple computer crimes, including cyber crimes, international cyber crimes. It's pretty much they're going to make an example out of him with a life sentence is what they're going to do. And because, you know, essentially he published classified evidence of U.S. war crimes. That's the irony about it, kind of here for a second. The U.S. gets exposed for its war crimes that it commits on pretty much every single country, every single continent in the entire world. It gets caught with its hand in the cookie jar. So now it's the person that caught them with their hand in the cookie jar's fault that they committed the war crimes, because that's the logic behind the hardcore satanic globalist agenda behind this. But before they can punish him, they had to get their hands on him. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and I just want to kind of reiterate it. You know, Julian Assange had been living in asylum at the embassy in London from Ecuador since 2012. Assange helped leak top secret information exposing U.S. war crimes in the Middle East, and last year's revealed that the U.S. indeed filed a sealed indictment against him. So I guess this is one of the sealed indictments that Q was talking about, except it wasn't for Hillary, it was for Assange, for essentially leaking U.S. war crimes, and also, too, if you guys remember, exposing a lot of the stuff with Hillary Clinton and the soul cooking, the whole nine yards with WikiLeaks. So now that he's been extradited to the United States to face charges with computer hacking and cyber crimes, the timing of the Ecuador's revocation of his asylum raises huge suspicion. We talked about this before. Less than 2 months before Ecuador expelled Julian Assange from its embassy, it secured a $4.2 billion loan from the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. Now, what's odd about this, I did some more research today. The last time the IMF gave a loan to Ecuador was 2016, 3 years ago. That loan was for $360 million. That was it. And it was after that huge, devastating earthquake you guys remember back in Ecuador. That, I mean, it was horrible, horrible earthquake. So they got a $360 million loan after a debilitating earthquake. Okay, fair enough. Now, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, literally nowhere, nothing significant's going on down there, they get a $4.2 billion loan from the IMF, and almost immediately after, revoke Julian Assange asylum. The last time, it's interesting, as you guys know, the U.S. is the largest shareholder in the IMF. and it is known to use cash to exert international pressure, the timing is a little too perfect to even be coincidence. Now, the U.S., to bolster the case against Assange, because you got to remember, a lot of the stuff he did was very, you know, second, third, fourth party. It was going through different servers. It was very shielded. So to bolster the case, they need his accomplice to testify against him. That would be the one and only Chelsea Manning, formerly Bradley Manning. This is the transgender Army intelligence analyst that leaked the classified documents to Assange. You guys know Manning served 7 years of a 35-year sentence before Obama commuted her sentence. Her, him, whatever you want to call it. I'm not even going to get into the transgender aspect of that. Chelsea Manning, Bradley Manning, whatever you want to call them, they had significant information of U.S. war crimes, including a significant portion of all the WikiLeaks intel came out. It came from Chelsea Manning. But what's ironic is after the 7-year sentence, she was commuted by Obama, but ironically, since March 8th, last month, beginning of last month, she's been back in jail under contempt of court charges. You know, what? She got her sentence commuted. Why? How in the world is she getting charged with contempt of court? Oh, it's a good question. She's being charged in contempt of court for refusing to testify to a grand jury against Julian Assange. Last week, a 3-panel judge denied Manning's appeal to be released. Apparently, a judge's contempt of court order trumps due process, which is the Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. So, Chelsea Manning, exercising her Fifth Amendment right to not testify against herself or anybody else, is now being charged with contempt of court. If you just think about how dictatorial the U.S. is acting for a second, because a journalist that revealed war crimes implicating the United States issues a secret indictment that pays off the foreign government that individual is seeking asylum in so the U.S. government can get their hands on him, and they arrest and imprison a witness for refusing to say what they want. This should raise alarms to everybody who still thinks due process and fairness exist in the American judicial system. This is how banana publics act, or how tyrannical governments act. So just be, you know, so everybody understands what we have going on here. So I wanted to bring this up because I've seen a lot of people, I've kind of forgotten again about Julian Assange. The American population has one of the shortest memories of pretty much anybody in the world, if you guys have looked that up. We have to constantly be entertained. We have to constantly be, you know, oh, this is great, look at this. Oh, squirrel. Oh, everything over here. Oh, look at this over here. I mean, we have all this rhetoric already starting now with the presidential election in 2020. It's a joke. It is an absolute joke, and I called this out months ago. I said, wait, as soon as everything starts coming out of the closet and all the skeletons start getting shown what's going on, bam. Oh, presidential election for the next 2 years now. We have to show everybody running for 2 years, every single CNN, every single NBC, nothing important is being shown on news now for the next 2 years. It's all about this idiotic presidential race, which has no bearing, in my opinion, whatsoever on our policy or our freedom at all. I'm pretty much fully convinced of that. Now, as sad as it is, I was a huge Trump supporter, have been a huge Trump supporter, and I have now pretty much realized over the last couple months that he does not care one bit about protecting the American population, nor the best interest of the American population whatsoever. We pretty much have now realized that. We've seen that back in 2017, he signed the executive order extending the push for facial recognition tracking in U.S. airports. It was an executive order that Obama had signed originally, and President Trump in 2016-17 pushed it to advance it even further, push facial recognition technology in the top 20 airports in the United States, empowering the federal government to create a database of 100% of all international passengers. You guys remember I talked about it. Orlando International Airport will be and has been the first place now to roll this out in front of everybody. They're also starting to see now that the biometric entry exit system is going to flag roughly 16,300 flights per week, which will be more than 1 million passengers traveling on international flights out of the United States in as little as 2 years to meet Trump's accelerated timeline for a biometric system. That's just that. I've talked about that repeatedly. Now, what a lot of people don't realize about this biometric system, facial recognition software, people go, Austin, that stuff's already been installed. Yes, they can set it up to where they go in and they can do mass face scanning on a camera and try to run it through a database. That's not what this is. This is forcing you to submit to a biometric facial recognition scan to be flagged and put in a database before you get on an international flight now. A lot of times you can go through areas that have cameras. You can wear a hat. You can wear sunglasses if you want your privacy to be respected. And facial recognition software really can't recognize you that well, especially with cameras that are up overhead. A hat and sunglasses will pretty much shade most of that off. This is not that. This is forcing you to capitulate, to have your face pulled up on a facial recognition software with a camera right in front of you, flagged, scanned, and entered into a national database and also, too, into an international database that they're adding it to. So your face will be on a biometric facial recognition software everywhere you go. You have to understand, the facial recognition software is very difficult to acquire everything unless they have a full frontal scan. As I mentioned before, you have cameras overhead. It's hard to get a real true facial recognition database on anybody if they're not already in the database. It's just hard to do it. This is what they're doing now. And the next thing they've already said, in the next 5 years, they want to have this facial recognition database required for all flights in the United States. This is where it's headed now. And now, to take it a next step further, we have a company called Zero Eyes out of Philadelphia that is now marketing a system to numerous police departments that can detect when a person is entering any given facility carrying a gun. It integrates with any number of closed-circuit surveillance systems. Under the guise of ending mass shooting, the AI community is seeking to develop predictive technology that can not only spot certain behaviors allegedly and that indicate a gun crime is about to take place, but any other violent crime as well. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see what this could possibly be tied into. This very well and more than likely will be tied into the red flag gun law. Oh yeah, a preemptive arrest is being made of someone before they are performing an act. What does that sound like? That sounds like the red flag gun law. Oh, so-and-so, my brother-in-law over there, he's a hardcore, you know, right-winger. He's acting aggressive. I know he's got a lot of guns. I really think you guys need to do something about it. Oh, okay. Oh, we're applying for red flag gun law. We'll have it in the morning. We'll enter his house at 6 a.m. We have a search warrant. We'll seize all his firearms. We don't even have to arrest him. We don't have to charge him. We just take all of his firearms away from him, all under the assumption that he may possibly do something illegal with those guns, maybe in the future. So do you think that these Zero Eyes systems that are now being used as an AI system to predict technology to spot certain behaviors and spot anybody that's carrying a firearm or spot a possible crime that may be happening in the future won't be tied into the red flag gun law that we now have implemented in 15 states in this country? I'm pretty confident that is where this is going. So I just thought it's interesting now that we have journalists that have exposed war crimes and crimes from previous individuals in the government, i.e. Obama, i.e. Hillary Clinton, now being charged, and individuals that don't want to comply and testify against those individuals are being charged with contempt of court. At the same time, we see the crackdown of a tyrannical government with facial recognition software, red flag gun laws, and a push every single stinking day from the mainstream media to disarm the American population for the good and protection of our society. This is what a tyrannical government looks like, and the problem is most people right now have their head too far in the sand to even see what's going on. They want to watch Dancing with the Stars or the Kardashians or for the next 2 years, the presidential bid for the next election, which is a complete and total circus clown act. I am convinced of that now, Dad.
The presidential reelection reality show. You know, it's sad, yep. Austin, that we've allowed ourselves to be this manipulated. And I want to thank you for listening to this show, all of you listeners. I love you guys. I prayed for you today. My honor, my privilege to do so. You guys are awake. I mean, you wouldn't be listening to me. You thought I was already crooked enough, crazy enough that I wouldn't, that you're not going to listen to this. But we're telling you the truth. You're getting unfiltered stuff from us. This is the reality of this. What they're doing with these facial recognition cameras is they're getting a full biometric scan of your face. It goes deeper than this. It ties into the 5G satanic network. This is what it is. They even say it's going to be part of the AI system. They want to know where you are, what you're doing, every single second of every single day. They want to be able to control your thoughts, movements, attitudes, actions, everything. Everything. This is so much deeper than having your face scanned in an airport. If you already are part of the TSA pre-check program, you've already had facial recognition done. You had to have that done to get the TSA card. So they're going to do this to everybody. They're going to do it to the major theme parks around the country. They're going to do it everywhere. They're going to do facial recognition data ports. They're going to all tie into a D-Wave computer, into an alpha, you know, basically what it is. It's an interface, an interdimensional interface to Lucifer is what it is. They don't even know how it works. They won't even disclose where the technology came from. It operates like 200 or 300 degrees below zero. It lines up electrons and protons and atoms in a certain order because of the temperature. They don't even know how the thing works. And the guy who developed this D-Wave computer says when he stands before it, it's like standing at the altar of an alien god. Those are his words. His words. This is what they're doing. But in the meantime, we're stuck here in the presidential reality show, the presidential reelection reality show. You know, which whore did Trump sleep with now? Which porn star did Trump sleep with now? And, you know, and I have a friend of mine who called me up yesterday. And, well, there's two things. Okay, I got some inside information. Let me give you some insight. I got to be careful. I can't divulge these sources. The first one sent me a video basically of Trump wishing Christmas, Easter blessings on everybody. Never mentions the name of Jesus once. Talks about Christ. Didn't mention Christ. Didn't mention the name of Jesus. Remember, they hate that name. They hate the name of Jesus. Trump never mentioned it once in his Easter blessing. I thought that was interesting. And then my friend said, will you please post this Easter blessing, this well wishes to your audience and on your website, because we have to get some good news about Trump. This guy's still a hardcore, dye-in-the-wool Trump supporter no matter what, because he's on the Pastoral Advisory Committee for the United States and regularly goes to the presidency of the United States, the Oval Office, but has not met Trump now since about the first 6 months he was in office. Another one of my friends, who basically has an inside data source with the FBI, says that the FBI is really concerned about an Ebola release into the United States. That there have been multiple people now that have gotten across the border to have Ebola. I can't verify this. I'm just telling you that, you know, nothing surprises me with people coming across the border with Ebola having a 21-day, you know, incubation period. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that we've already talked about this. It's been weaponized with the common cold. It's been tied together. So I'm going to say this again, and I can't urge you strongly enough. You need to be on D3. 12.5 milligrams of potassium iodine every day, at least 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day. You've got to get your immune systems built up. If you get this stuff from Health Masters, we're going to give you the highest quality products we can make. Thank you. If you can't get it from Health Masters for various reasons, because you're mad at me for something or mad at Austin or you don't like something that I said 6 months ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago, go get it from some other reputable source. I mean, I don't normally do that, but this is that important, okay? If these guys are really that concerned about it, in addition to that, apparently we've got a lot of military-aged guys coming across the border now that are sleeper cells. And a lot of my friends now are concerned, and so some of the people at the FBI and their sources are concerned, that they may be standing, may be trying to do some type of biological release in the United States, cause massive panic everywhere, and then turn right back around and, you know, forced immunizations. And then to do a full-scale invasion into the U.S. with all these sleeper cells and try to start World War III or at least to take over the United States. And in the meantime, we'll have martial law, forced vaccinations, and all the rest of it. So think through the stuff I'm telling you. I'm not saying that I know for sure that any of this stuff is happening. I haven't personally spoken to the sources or the actual sources of this, just the people that have given me the information. So I just want you guys to know what I've heard. Now I'm not getting into some big panic mode here as far as whatever's going to happen, because whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You know, I mean, we have to remember that Jesus Christ is still in charge. The prayer still changes things, but we've got to take care of our families. Very, very important. Why are they doing all of this? It's the Rockefeller pipe dream. It's his fantasy. And remember, Rockefeller was a Rothschild agent. You know, they're the ones who bankrolled him. It's, you know, it's their fantasy to have a new world government, new world order, and a new world religion. This is what they want to do. Let me give you a couple of examples. Record. This is right off of Drudge. 26 Ebola deaths in the DR Congo in a single day. 26 people died of Ebola in one day. I mean, you know, I don't normally talk about Ebola, but after I was given this information the other day, I just thought I'd let you know what's going on. Now, a few years ago, when they were doing their final beta testing and figuring out how to make stuff as lethal as they could, they ended up giving us about 12,000 deaths overall. It was about 5 or 6 years ago, and that's when Dr. Francis Boyle got on, and I read you his information on that show he did 5 years ago. And you can go back and go over that again, and so I'm not going to do that again. But you have to understand what these clowns are doing and who they are. And in the meantime, our religion of peace, Saudi Arabia, staunch allies with Israel, built through the Balfour Declaration with the fall of the Ottoman Empire, the religion of peace, once again executes 37 people, and they crucify one of them just for, I guess, for terror-related crimes. I mean, crucify them. Are you listening to me, friends? Our staunch ally in the Middle East just executed 37 people, and they crucified by hanging one of them on a cross for terror. I mean, what are we? Are we back in the Dark Ages? Or are we back in, you know, in the first century? I mean, where are we? I mean, are we back in the Roman times? We're crucifying people now? This is an article from CNN. Saudi Arabia has executed 37 men convicted of terror-related crimes. One of the convicted convicts was crucified, according to the Interior Ministry. In Saudi Arabia, crucifixion means the body of someone who's executed is strung up and put on display as a deterrent to others. The death penalty was implemented as a number of criminals adopting extreme terrorist ideologies. I mean, a lot of these guys were probably beheaded, and a lot of them, they say, are apparently gay, okay? And, you know, and so it's just, it's one of these things. I mean, it's just, Saudi Arabia does this several times a year. They have these mass executions. Saudi Arabia has one of the highest death penalty rates in the world. It carried out one of its largest mass executions back in January of 2016 when 47 people were put to death, including prominent Shia leader Nimr al-Amir. The executed prisoners were accused of terrorism, having extremist ideology. So you're out there, you start talking about Jesus Christ. You have an extremist ideology. They're going to say you got to either repent or whatever, or we're going to kill you. And you say, well, they wouldn't do that. Okay. All right. You want to continue believing that? That's fine. You believe what you want to believe, but that's just what these guys do. Yesterday, I talked about the New York Times, and the New York Times has gotten just floods of condemnations for this anti-Semitic cartoon that we talked about yesterday. I really thought that nobody else is going to talk about this stuff, but boy, I tell you what, this thing grabbed a kite and it took off, and people all over the world are discussing about this. And this article goes on to say the condemnations of the New York Times increased over the weekend after the paper's international edition published an anti-Semitic cartoon. The offensive image was of a blind U.S. President Trump wearing a black little hat, being walked by a dog with the face of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and wearing the Star of David. Despite the paper calling it an error of judgment to publish it, congressmen and Jewish organizations joined the chorus as an outrage. Remember, the New York Times is a Jewish-owned publication. Now, take what you want to say about all that. And also, another one, here's another Yahoo article. It says, anti-Jewish hate consuming Europe and America, says French Nazi hunter. And this guy's got to be old as dirt. He's a French Nazi hunter. He says anti-Jewish, and of course this guy's Jewish. Anti-Jewish hate consuming Europe and America, says French Nazi hunter. Says France's most famous Nazi hunter, Serge Klarsfeld, on Monday slammed the resurgence of anti-Jewish hate days after the teenage gunman's deadly attack on the synagogue in California. And he goes, there's no safe place on earth right now for Jews, the 83-year-old, I told you he was old, told the AFP in an interview in Washington. Now, let me stop here for 1 second on all of this. The problem we have here is that I need to pull that Prager article back up, is that the left-wing Jews, about 70% of the population of Jews, who are extreme communists in most cases or socialists, have gone in now and have wrecked the reputation for a lot of Jews around the country who are conservatives, some of them who are basically really good people. I mean, who really believe the way we believe, and they want limited government. I know a lot of Jewish folks like that. They've wrecked it. It's like saying that, you know, one group of people. It's like saying that you get a cult like Jim Jones. You know, we talked about that yesterday with drinking the Kool-Aid, who claims to be a Christian, no less, who wrecks all of Christianity. The problem is when these guys are involved in all of this banking and running these major corporations and running Hollywood in the 17 Kabbalists or Luciferians are involved with them, they have a tendency to really draw a lot of attention to themselves. And, you know, this is why the ADL was started back in the early 1900s, you know, when the huge Zionist movement started. It was to stop this attention from being pushed on these individuals who also started Hollywood with their communist intentions and basically have gone through the Franklin School and MK Ultra and done a whole bunch of other crazy stuff. I mean, the media controls the hearts and the minds of the people in the United States and the hearts and the minds of the people in the world. 95% of these things are owned by the international banking community, and who also own the international, you know, monetary funds, also owns the Federal Reserve Banks of all these different countries. And almost all of these individuals are or claim to be Jewish. And this is the problem that the Jews have, is that they have so much power and so much authority in so many financial areas and areas of how should I say, mass communication, that when a few of them do some things wrong, or a lot of them do a lot of things wrong, they get really called out for it. And this is why they're saying that this anti-Semitism is on a rise again. Let me give you another example. You know, they changed the narrative constantly. Back in the 80s, you know, we had a thing. It's actually called the Satanic Panic. I mean, you can look it up if you want. Back in the 80s, we had a group of about 16 psychiatrists who went around the country and had their own practices, and they were putting people into regressive hypnosis, taking them back into their childhood. And they were suddenly saying, oh, this person was ritually satanically abused. Now, I got to stop for just 1 second. All right. Number one, psychiatrists are an odd lot. Now, I'm not saying they're all bad, but every single one of them I've ever met. And I'm not talking about psychologists. I'm not talking about PhDs in psychology. They can have their own set of cans of worms. But the psychiatrists are the ones that have pushed all of these mind-bending psychiatric drugs on the population. A psychologist, a PhD in psychology, cannot write a prescription. And if you get a PhD in psychology who has a Christian background, Christian faith, they can really be helpful for you. Personal example. You know, I know back – you guys know I was married before for 3 years. There was a really good psychologist in Tallahassee. He's retired now. And he worked through the Baptist Campus Ministry. He's a Christian. And I met with him in marriage counseling. Now, I'm being really, really personal with you guys right now. And there were some issues in my past, have my parents being divorced and a lot of other things, that had really messed with my head some as a child. And he worked me through these things and made me realize that this was my parents' deal. It had nothing to do with me. And that people don't always get along. Sometimes they get divorced, but had nothing to do with me as the child. And I was basically the victim in all this, as far as the person who had to deal with what my parents did and a lot of other stuff. And he really helped me to take a look at my childhood, because, you know, my parents got divorced when I was like 5 years old. And you guys, I've told you stories about my past before I got saved. And he really helped me. So a psychologist that's really Christ-centered can be of tremendous service to you. I mean, they can really, really make you look at things and say, okay, well, I hadn't thought about it like that. But now, you get a psychologist also who's a secular psychologist who tells you that sex is great with everybody and anything that walks or talks or breathes. That's some sick stuff, but they do believe that. Some of them say that. And that transsexualism is normal and bisexualism is normal and, you know, and pansexualism is normal. And they get all caught up in the secular world that's perverted through Lucifer. Then you get the psychiatrists. And I have not found one normal psychiatrist, not one. I try to avoid them. I remember years ago, I was on a cruise ship, and we stopped in Beijing, and we were sitting at a table. And it just so happened I sat down with the table, and there were about 4 Jewish psychiatrists sitting at the table with me. And I thought, well, this is interesting. And they started asking me really weird questions. And I asked if, on the menu, I said, what do you not have that does not have pork? And they said, why don't you eat pork? And they're asking me, they're like analyzing me. Just they were messing with my head. And I said, well, quite frankly, I said, I follow the dietary guidelines of the Old Testament, of the Torah. And they said, well, we don't do that. And they said, we're Jewish. I said, well, great, I'm happy for you. And they said, well, the Bible says, the Torah says that you can eat pork, it's fine. And I looked at them, I said, why are you guys yanking my chain like this? I said, either you don't know what your own Torah says, or you're yanking my chain. I said, why don't we just not have this discussion? You know, almost I felt like saying weirdos. Okay. They were weirdos, all right? And the majority of the psychiatrists, I'm not saying just because they were Jewish, but that's the reason I brought that up, is because they were about the pork issue. But the reality is they like to mess with your head. And if they can't quite get your head right, they give you psychiatric drugs almost immediately. And, you know, all the garbage stuff, the stuff you can't get back off of. And so you got to avoid the psychiatrist. Well, 16 of these psychiatrists worked together, and they pushed the satanic panic back in the 80s. And you said, and we started having all the stuff about the heavy metal and the backward, and used backward masking, and we had these people committing suicide mass rituals. And you say, well, why did they do all that? They started talking about ritual satanic abuse. They started using regressive psychotherapy, regressive, you know, putting people under hypnosis, taking them back to their childhood and saying, well, you were a bitch. And so all of a sudden you get all these people out there, I mean, thousands of them, who are saying, these guys did this to me when I was 2 years old, and this guy made me remember it. First of all, none of that can be proven. That's number one. And number two, you don't know if those were implanted memories or those memories really happened. Now, listen to me for a second. I'm not saying that it's not real, because that stuff does happen. It's like the thing that happened with Pizzagate. Now, stay with me for a second. When Pizzagate broke, we knew there was some weird stuff going on as far as child sexual molestation. We knew that. We saw that with the Podesta emails. We knew that they were doing soul cooking parties, drinking all kinds of vile things, blood, menstrual blood, all kinds of sick stuff. And they immediately came out and said, none of this is true. One of the top alternative broadcasters at that time had to come out and issue a personal apology. Now, as far as that pizza place up there in D.C., I have no idea what they were involved in, nor am I going to say anything about that. But here's the point of me bringing all this up. They turned it into a psychop so that people who started talking about it were crazy.
Yep.
You're crazy. You're crazy. You can't talk about stuff like this because it's not true. This is what happened with the satanic panic in the 80s. This is back when Ted Gunderson, back in the 80s and the 90s, was doing his research as the head of the FBI in L.A. County. And he started finding sacrificial centers under the ground of human sacrifice and child abductions. And all of a sudden they came out and they said, all of you guys are a bunch of weird. And you guys look it up under. You can look up satanic ritual abuse. Look it up under Wikipedia. It'll talk about the satanic panic of the 80s. And they made it sound like everybody who believed this or who thought any of this was Looney Tunes. There's something wrong with you because you believe this. There's something wrong with you because you're saying this. You're obviously mentally ill. Then we find out there were 16 psychiatrists around the country who were the ones who started this entire satanic panic of the 80s with all of their regressive hypnosis. Now, why would they do this? Okay? Here's why they do it. Back in the 60s, with John F. Kennedy, when he was shot, the Warren Commission came out with their report, which was a whole, just a sack of lies, sack of giant steaming hot methane, all right? And it was awful. It was awful. Everybody knew the bullets don't turn around, go the other direction. It was so stupid, it was unbelievable with the single shooter thing. And we all knew it was a lie. I remember, I was born in the 50s. I remember all of this. I remember where I was when John F. Kennedy got shot. You guys read about it as history. I was there. I remember it. I wasn't in Dallas, but I remember seeing it and hearing it on the TV. And then the CIA didn't know what to do because this was a CIA operation to kill John F. Kennedy. Remember, the CIA is owned by the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferians who run the Exchange Stability Fund, who run the U.S. Treasury, and run the United States of America. And when Kennedy came in and said, I'm going to scatter the CIA to the winds, I'm going to pull us out of Vietnam because of the drug running, I'm going to disclose what happened at Roswell in 1947. I'm going to discuss all of this stuff, and we're going to clean this mess up. They had to get rid of him. And they did a very sloppy job of it. But they wanted to do it in front of the whole world so everybody would know who's in control. Now, after this happened, the Warren Commission came out with this bogus report, kind of like the 9/11 Commission, and the CIA had to coin a new term. Listen to me, friends. They coined a new term after this in the 60s. And I said, I remember Walter Cronkite and the rest of the circus clown show that was on TV started using this term all the time. They would say, huh, we have people that say this isn't true, these things didn't happen. These are conspiracy theorists. They're nuts. And they would infer that anybody who questioned the mainstream narrative was nuts. And they were conspiracy theorists. That's where that term came from. It wasn't we were fact checkers or truth tellers or we questioned the mainstream narrative. that would give us too much credence, too much credibility. We had to be called conspiracy theorists. Ho, 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 ho. And they started making fun of everybody who questioned the Warren Report. This is exactly what they did in the 1980s with the satanic hysteria that was going on in the 1980s. They wanted to go ahead and make everybody who was questioning this nuts. They don't want us talking about it or shining a cockroach floodlight on them in the middle of the night saying, look what you're doing. You guys obviously are nuts. You can't do this. The same thing happened in 9/11. Now Google and the rest of the gang and Facebook and all the rest of them and you know, YouTube are slowly but surely pulling a lot of 9/11 truth tellers off their platforms if they disagree with the Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferian, international banking community's version of the truth that runs our media. This is what happened with the satanic panic in the 80s. Now the same thing is happening with the Muslims. The same thing's happening with the Jews. The reason the New York Times is allowing this story to come out with the Jewish thing is to create a fear thing, a fear presence of anti-Semitism taking place in the world. And they're bringing out 80-year-old Nazi hunters out of France now to verify this and to corroborate this, because they want to create a narrative of the Muslims and the Jews and the Christians all killing each other to help push the narrative for a third world war with the Jews and the Christians against the Muslims to cause such a huge destruction globally that they create a new world order with a new world religion. Do you remember the movie The Book of Eli with Denzel Washington? Very graphic movie, bad language. Watch it edited. Be careful letting your children watch it. Denzel Washington said in the movie that after the last war happened, when everybody destroyed everybody, they destroyed all the Bibles. The whole book was about this. And Denzel Washington had a Bible in Braille that he was taking to California to a press there to be reprinted, because it was like the last copy known of the Word, the Old and New Testament. The Bibles had all been destroyed. They're working towards that agenda. This is what the Frankfurt School did. The Frankfurt School back in the 30s went to Columbia. We have to destroy nationalism, which means the nationalism of white people that ran the United States and who ran Germany. We've got to discover what happened in Germany. And I've told you the story before. And they brought us all of the stuff with Gloria Steinem and Hitler and all of these other things, not tying Hitler with Playboy magazine. All of these things were used as psychological operations with us. That's what they're doing to you right now. They're messing with your head again. They're not allowing you to think fast enough or quickly enough, if you don't listen to this show, to differentiate the truth from the lie. You're being bombarded with stuff. We have Chelsea Manning, Bradley Manning, whatever you want to call her, she, it, or whatever she wants to be this week. I feel sorry for him, whatever. In jail again with a pardon from Obama. Didn't make any difference. She got put back in jail because she wouldn't testify against Assange. Assange, I can pretty much tell you and guarantee you he's being tortured right now and being in a MK Ultra mind control state of torture. Satanic ritual abuse, if you want to call it that. Whatever they're doing it to him pretty doggone thoroughly right now. While Hillary Clinton and the other 100,000 indictments, nothing happens. Q is a psychological operation. I'm going to tell you this again, to mess with your head, to stop you as patriots from doing what they need to be done. That's what this is. Just like the satanic panic of the 80s was. It was to make you turn the other way and say, anybody who talks about satanic ritual abuse is nuts. Don't you know there were 16 psychiatrists who started this mass hysteria back in the 80s? And these guys were all nuts. Now, let me say something to you. A lot of people weren't satanically abused who say they were satanically abused because they had memories implanted in them. And now they believe they were satanically abused. But a lot of people who were satanically abused really were satanically abused. So it's another psychop that they're doing to you guys and to the general population. And a lot of you guys have never heard of the satanic panic of the 80s. And of course, it's a term that's being coined kind of like conspiracy theorists now. And this is when Jerry Falwell pulled up and all the other things happened. The moral majority came up. The Christians entered into the political scene. All of this was done on purpose. Remember what Otto Kahn said. He said, we control both sides of the narratives on both sides. We control the entire spin of information coming to you so that we can force the people in a certain direction and belief. Guys, they're doing all kinds of stuff to us like that all the time. What did Casey say, the former director of the CIA? We'll know that we've done our job with the CIA when everything that everybody believes is a lie. Tell the lie big enough, strong enough, and often enough, and people believe the lie. Here's why people believe the lie. Because they're so scared to go against the mainstream narrative. Because everybody thinks they're nuts. If you question anything, let's say you question World War II, and you question different things that happened in World War II, what's wrong with you? How could you say this? How could you believe this way? And so people go, okay, I don't believe that anymore. I won't say that anymore because I want you guys to accept me for who I am. I want to be part of the group, part of the herd mentality. If I allow myself to go away from the herd, I won't be protected anymore by the herd. This is what happens with people in the United States and around the world through the mass programming of media. This is why they are absolutely H-E double sticks bent on pulling alternative broadcasting off the air. They don't want me telling you what they're doing. There are people who are in alternative news right now who have large platforms, who are operational psychops. Let me give you an example. I knew of a person one time, not mentioning any genders, any names, anything, who was about to get a dishonorable discharge from the military. And they were approached by a member of the government to run disinformation on alternative news so they could get an honorable discharge. He built a huge show. That person now has passed on, is dead. But the reality is, they may tell you 80% truth, and they get you all psyched up. And then 20% of what they say is a lie. And what's even more damning than that, as far as what they're giving and doing to the people of the United States and to the world, is that they excise certain groups of people that are involved, like the satanic group with the Sabbatean Kabbalists or the Luciferians, Synagogue of Satan, pick your name, Druids, the people who took down 9/11, the same people who crucified Christ. They don't talk about it because it's those people, listen to me, that are funding their operations. Oh, I can't believe I just said that. This is what we've run into in the alternative news. So now we've got people out there like me and Dave and Sheila and Doug and Coach Dabblemeyer that are running around telling the truth and trying to get people to wake up. And then we've got a lot of other psychological operations that are being underwritten with CIA drug money that are being promoted in alternative news. Years ago, I was on a talk show. One of my publicists has got me on a show. This is like 5-6 years ago. And it was the number seven talk show in the United States. A lot of you heard me on that show that night. I've gotten letters from you. I forgot the guy's name. And he was a hardcore GOP Republican. Hardcore. And I remember he wanted me to come on because he wanted me to hammer Obama because Obama's so bad. And so I did. I came on. I really dislike Obama. And then this guy and I are having a blast. And suddenly, I say to him, but you've got to understand something. This isn't about partisan politics. You know, both sides of this equation, the Republicans and the Democrats, are working for the same people. I said, you've got to look at what George Bush did with the cover-up of 9/11 and Building 7 coming down and all of the unanswered questions from the 9/11 report. Okay, thanks for having me on, Ted. Thanks for having me on tonight. You got to go. Click. Dude, and hung up on me that fast. And then immediately issued, after I was off the air, which I found out my friends were listening to the show, immediately issued a disclaimer about what I had just said. Obviously, what he was talking about is completely real. It's all been disproven, blah, 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 because he was on a mainstream talk show, and I changed the narrative. Yeah, that was me. I changed the narrative. Guys, I always change the narrative. If I think they're feeding you a line of bull corn, I'm going to say, you're getting fed bull corn, and not only is it bull corn, it's bull corn covered with glyphosate. It's also GMO bull corn. This stuff is bad. Don't believe it. Don't eat it. Don't put it in your body. Don't put it in your brain. Don't assimilate it. That's the problem that we have nowadays, guys, is that the stuff that happens is twisted to make it conspiracy theory fodder, to discredit the people that have done it and worked on it. This happens all the time. So Austin did an excellent job discussing that stuff with Chelsea Manning, or Bradley Manning, and Assange today. Because again, Donald Trump's the same person that he's always been. The same person that was bailed out by the Rothschild banking cartel in the 80s when he was bankrupt. The same person who probably is being threatened, and his family's being threatened right now to comply and capitulate with everything that's going on. He's the same person who allowed his daughter and didn't pitch a fit about renouncing Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior in the virgin birth, in the Virgin Mary, and what she did as far as having Jesus as a son. He's the same person who did that, who promotes it now. He's the same person. I mean, you got to think through all of this stuff, guys, and who these people are and what they're doing. I mean, think about it. He's the same one who sleeps with porn stars and prostitutes. And has been married 3 times. And I'm not picking on being married 3 times. Good Lord, I've been married twice. I've been married twice. My second wife's been married 35 years. I'm not putting some halo over my head. But my God, he's a serial adulterer. And we think he's some kind of savior of the country? No, 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 no. Donald Trump has completely capitulated to the other side. And, you know, with Gottlieb and the FDA, he got himself canned because he wanted to start doing forced vaccinations, started running his mouth about it. And all of a sudden, they had to pull him out because too much blowback came back. Because of you. Because of what you watch on the internet, because of you listening to this show, because of my listeners and other listeners from other real shows around the country and around the world right now, they beta test all of this stuff based upon how many searches are being done. Now a lot of you guys are going to go look up the Satanic Panic, which I think you should. And this is what they do. They want to know what we're saying. And once the overall group of people, it gets too large that are looking for this stuff, they've got to discredit it or they've got to change the narrative. Or like Austin says, we get another circus pony show. You know, and now we have a three-ring circus going on all at once. You know, you keep everybody's mind off what's going on, let them all watch the three-ring circus, and just keep everybody from thinking about what's really happening. Guys, I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for listening. Don't let them psych-op you. It never stops. What do you think, Oz?
There's no doubt about it. It's continually being done all the time, especially in the health area and the pharmaceutical area, and those are some of the key ways that they control a lot of the population now is through sickness and disease. If they can keep the population not only controlled through their mind with all their propaganda and rhetoric on television, they can also keep them capitulated and docile and servile and reliant on a medical industrial complex, it even serves their purpose that much better. For example, there's another article I just found out today. New study just came out. Recent meta-analysis review looked at the association of cholesterol-lowering statin drugs. Here we go again with statin drugs. With the herpes zoster or shingles outbreak, and determined that there was a strong association of a much higher risk of shingles for older people who were on statin drugs. The review study, Association Between Statin Use and Herpes Zoster Analysis, was published by BMJ Open. The researchers at Wenzhou Medical University in China were compelled by the worldwide distribution of statins to look into the side effects. In the review, they looked into the potential statin immunomodulating properties, which could cause the herpes zoster and create public health concerns. They reviewed 6 studies totaling over 2 million participants from several large databases from 1980 all the way to 2018. They said if statins are commonly prescribed worldwide, if statins use increases the risk of the herpes zoster virus and reactivation, the shingles virus, this adverse effect may present substantial public health implications. And they go on to say, to conclude, to save time, at the end of it, they said, our meta-analysis indicates that the use of statins significantly increased the risk of herpes zoster. Now, just back in 2013, we had another Ontario Canadian study, population study, associating the herpes zoster with statin use as well. It went on to say, among older patients, treatment with statins is associated with a small but significantly increased risk of the herpes zoster. So we see that this product is so difficult, so detrimental on the immune system, that people that do have this virus or have had this virus in them, it reactivates it and brings it out. So we see that there's consistently repeated outbreaks of shingles when people are on statins. Now, what happens when people have a shingles outbreak? They go on medication. They go back to the doctor. They buy more pharmaceutical drugs to try to suppress the immune system or try to suppress the virus. This is done on a regular basis. And not to add, the fact that many of the side effects of the statins, the main ones that are very common, are diabetes. Diabetes is one of the most common side effects. Torn tendons, brain fog, memory loss, impaired cognitive ability, fatigue, anxiety, heart attacks. Heart attacks. Heart attacks is a side effect on the box of statin drugs. The drug that's supposed to reduce your cholesterol so low to prevent you from ever having a heart attack, heart attacks are a side effect of those. So again, we see that the medical industrial complex, along with the media, along with the biotech industry, is all being used in conjunction together to produce some of the most unhealthy populations on the entire planet, i.e. the United States, and at the same time, brain just annihilate us and brain fog us into completely and totally dominating us with so much propaganda that we don't know what's different. And in the meantime, we're so sick and so unhealthy, we don't have the energy to do anything else, Dad.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, you know, that's what they're doing. It's a psychop. It's like right now, you know, they're trying to push the anti-Semitism as much as they possibly can. In fact, G. Edward Griffin put an article out. He said, you know, fake hate. Jewish families staged anti-Semitic attack against themselves, and they vandalized their own business to increase anti-Semitism. This is why the New York Times did this. It's about maintaining the narrative about anti-Semitism, because it doesn't matter that the New York Times is owned by Jewish people. It doesn't make any difference with that. What matters is that the anti-Semitism argument is now back into the rhetoric again. That's what's happening. That's why it's being pushed like this on all of these different websites. We have to understand. Another one. Look at another one with drugs. White nationalists target a bookstore and a library and protest nationwide. And now they don't even define who the white nationalist group is and what they believe. It says when a group of self-avowed white nationalists interrupted an author chat study in Washington bookstore politics, I mean, with megaphones, because this land is our land. Workers are surprised but not unprepared. I mean, you're thinking about what the heck? Who are these guys? And then when I supposedly go up to the neo-Nazis group and I watched them on TV the night I was in Washington, D.C. under the Antifa protest last summer, these guys look like they're a bunch of Baptist preachers with three-piece suits on, you know, clean shaven, everything else. They're talking about how we have to control immigration into the United States. Therefore, they're white nationalists, and they have to be a neo-Nazi. Well, they never said one thing about a Nazi ideology. It's about the narrative. It's about controlling the narrative and who they are. Like, for instance, Donald Trump's team now is suing Deutsche Bank and Capital One to keep them from turning over his financial records to Congress. Why? Because they're going to find out who in the world supports Trump and who he owes all the money to. Or they're going to find out about the entire Rothschild group going in there and working with him and basically bailing him out of his stuff, and now they're controlling stuff and all of the people from Goldman Sachs and his administration. He doesn't want to see all that. He don't want you to know all of that stuff. But all these people that are trying to do all of this stuff, they're not going to get this done and get it through before he gets presidential. He'll win the presidency the second time. And people are saying, well, he's a lot better than Hillary. And I'm like, okay, well, he's got red flag gun laws on his side. He has no new border wall built. He has repaired some of the old border wall. He has unprecedented immigration coming into the United States. He basically did not get rid of Obamacare, and he really hasn't done a whole lot of what he said he was going to do. So is it better than Hillary or not? I'm going to ask you guys a question, because I'm not going to answer that question for you. If we had had Hillary as president, how much more would the right-wing, conservative, alternative news people continue to stay in their pursuit of truth against Hillary Clinton and against the congressional leaders? How much more? How many of them have gone to sleep now because of Q or because of Trump, who are unwilling to accept the fact of what Trump is doing and what he's done and how bad he is as a president and how he's no different than Obama? I mean, the other day, the one war that was going on in Yemen, I mean, we had congressional approval to stop the war. He vetoed it. They didn't talk about it in the news. I mean, this is the same guy. This is the same guy who said he's going to take his troops out of Syria. He didn't take his troops out of Syria or out of Afghanistan. If they do anything with that, they'll put in more mercenary soldiers. I mean, there's no difference. He doesn't run the White House. He doesn't run the United States. He's a figurehead. He basically is put there as a puppet. We have a puppet government in the United States. It's puppets, but little puppets on strings. That's all they are, and that's who these guys are. I mean, they're just basically pushing what they want to push. And down in Texas, I mean, we had another one. 1,300 migrants riot an escape from immigration facility. They rioted because they couldn't get into the United States. Why? Because they don't want you to know about what they're doing down there and who they are. Guys, it's so important. Same thing with the same thing that's happening now with the problem with Social Security. The Social Security fund is going to be basically in the red in 2020. It's supposed to be bankrupt by 2035. And maybe this is why we have such a huge eugenics protocol going on, and why so many people are basically pushing population reduction of the elderly because they can't draw Social Security benefits. Say, why are we out of here? Well, you get 100 million people taking Social Security out when they're all the baby boomers hit the doggone 65 and 68 years of age. It's going to really put a big dent in the ability of the government to even function and run unless they continue with these giant deficits. And on top of that, think about it. This is the first generation that's burying its children. You hear what I just said? We are burying our children. You know, the baby boomers are burying their children before the baby boomers die. And the reason that happens is the reserve energy of the baby boomers, because a lot of them were raised on decent food before it got all processed, is much higher than their children and their children's children. We have the highest infant death rate of any industrialized country. I know so many people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and 50s that are dying. Why? Because they were raised on the Hostess Twinkie generation. They were the ones who were raised completely on processed food. So we've got a problem in the United States with health care, with the truth, with the news, with the media, with everything. And people don't want to listen, except for you guys. I love you guys. By the way, thanks again for supporting Health Masters. I appreciate you. You guys are awesome. I hope you enjoyed my little dissertation into the group of mind thinking, what they're doing as far as the psychops they're doing and how they do it. I want to cover that with you today. And a lot of you have never heard of the satanic panic before, and I want to kind of quantify that for you. I love you guys. Thanks again for your support. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. I appreciate you so much. I'll also go ahead and close it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for your continued support. If you guys need anything, healthmasters.com, the magnesium brain food. Today's the last day that it will be on sale at the end of the month. It was actually going to be yesterday. I had a few people email me and say they were trying to get everything together and get an order together, so I went ahead and left it up on the front page of the website, the magnesium brain food. Last day today, end of the month, 15% off. Also, to the adrenal support, it's still product of the week until tomorrow. So be sure to check that out. The adrenal support on sale for 10% off will be on sale for the rest of the day until tomorrow. And right now it looks like we have the Ultimate Multiple Powder, which we're probably going to be winning tomorrow. Really popular product. So we appreciate you guys. Thank you for the support. You have an awesome, safe night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.